Thank you so much. I'm the Minister of Academics, Students Guild. First of all, Happy New Year to you all, gallant Macquarians. Wish you a blessed 2018. About the report, basically, one, as I talk right now, most of the students don't know about that report. They don't know about it, and some of them have just been calling each other. Do you know what is in the report? What is happening? Can there be an event that we can access that report? So even me, myself, I've just been reading through newspapers. I don't have the whole report as it is. One, as a student leader, and these are the comments I've been getting from my fellow students out there. One, they're saying this report was a wastage of resources. One, this report has not been helpful. It has not provided ways of how the issues that affect Macquarie University can be overcome. You remember they're talking about ghost students in the report, ghost staff, and I remember that time when the disturbing us with headcount. Some students were busy, some of them were busy, others were not within the university, so they were not counted.
If I may interfere, you mean there is not more rot that might not be captured by this report?
Yes. So even some of the staff members were abroad, they were not in the university. So really, this report is just... now, to students, I was talking to some of my colleagues and they were saying I think we should also come up with our own report as students, because I was reading yesterday they said that they should should go to St. Sammy's, then School of Education should be taken, a College of Education and External Studies should be taken to Chambogo. But honestly, Macquarie is the mother university of this nation. You cannot tell us that you're going to transport School of Education, you're going to take this art subject.
Well, before we go to the recommendation,
yes.
Generally the report findings, you know, those loopholes that has been pushed, you know, into the management of Macquarie University,
yes.
Where does this leave this university?
I'm seeing so many challenges. First of all, the report has not been helpful at all. It has failed to provide the solutions that this university, the challenge that this university faces. So we are looking at we are seeing these challenges still keep on going. The report itself had issues. There was corruption in it. People were struggling for money. They have spent a lot of money in this report, billions of money. It has really totally been a wastage. And to our students, that it has not been helpful. So we are looking forward. I saw where they think that the Macquarie University should be a public university, and that it should be a public university and should only accommodate only science students. Yeah, this can't totally happen at all.
Last from me, recently, Mwasa leadership had fears that their reservation about this report, and they're saying they're worried there could be some kind of political influence into this report. What is your take as student leadership?
Political influence? How? There have never been political influence here. These are issues that we face every day. When students don't have marks online, they will always come up to strike. When they increase tuition without consulting students, and they increase money on things that we don't understand, students always come out to strike. So this report, basically the Rwenderere Committee report, honestly, it has been a wastage of time. It has been totally a wastage of time. So political influence, of course, Macquarie is big, and we see so many people coming, and you know, Kaihura comes in, Seven comes in, but that's not the way. They don't know what happens here. We students know what happens here.
Simon, let's hold it right there. Samson, that is Simon, one of the student leaders. He is the minister in charge of education in the guild office. Like you said, many students seem not to know exactly what is going on. It has been a long festive season, and now around the corridors, most of them are poking around, carrying newspapers, trying to connect dots and understand what exactly is in the Rwenderere's report. So that is what it feels like here at Macquarie. The offices remain open. It seems like it's business as usual. But let's wait and see what happens as time goes on.
Richard, just before I let you go, does that then suggest that university students who do research are ignorant and yet they are in a university?
Well, Samson, it has been a long festive season, you know, Christmas. People have been visiting different places, you know, relatives and enjoying their Christmas. So they could not have bothered much to get to know what is going on. Remember, it was within the festive season that the search committee visited the president at his country home in Rajchura and handed over this report. Really, they are ignorant, I may say, but they are taking an effort to get updated with the report. But their disappointment is that the report is not public. The vice chancellor has a copy. The guild office has not received any copy, and maybe the convocation also has a copy. So there is a problem of, you know, getting the right information. They are not sure where they can actually catch a copy of the report, but only to rely on the newspaper reports.
Thank you very much, Richard Orwen, my colleague Richard Orwen at McKay University.